Hey everybody, this is S. Anthony Thomas, episode number 173 of the S. Anthony Thomas Show. Thank you for coming back. You know, a friend of mine asked me why I still have ex-girlfriend's numbers in my phone. And he goes, whoever you're dating at the time, don't think you're jealous when you have other girlfriend's phone numbers in your phone? And I said, not after I tell him why. There's a reason why, right? It'll make sense when I tell you. Because when I was younger, back in the day, there were no cell phones like they are now. You had a pager, right? And when you were at home, there was no caller ID at the time. When you picked up the phone, that's when you found out who called you. There was no caller ID, right? If anything, you would just have to leave the phone on a hook and they would leave you a message, right? At the time, you couldn't block numbers like you can block numbers now. If they called, they called. If they knew the number, they could call. And you're not going to go through the problem of changing your phone number because it was a huge pain in the buttocks to do so. So you just had to deal with it. Sometimes you'd pick up the phone and it would be somebody calling the wrong number. They didn't have spam alerts. You pick up a phone right now, you look at spam likely. They didn't have that crap back then. I wish they did. Right? If an old girlfriend called to yell at you or something like that, all of a sudden you had to listen to that crap. You better not hang up on her because she'll show up because you didn't change your address either. She'll be right outside your house. Oh, no. But why do I keep ex-girlfriend's phone numbers in my phone now? I don't even take them out. I just change the name, right? If you were to look into my phone, you'd see a bunch of my friends, family, business associates, and then you'd see a bunch of things in the H's. H's? Why S? Why S. Anthony? Why do you have your ex-girlfriend's names in the H? Well, because their names are Hell No 1, Hell No 2, Hell No 3, and Hell No 4, and so on and so forth, right? Because when I pick up my phone, I take a quick glance to see who called. If you get a spam likely, you don't answer it. If it's a friend or family or business associate, of course you answer it. But if you see Hell No 1, Hell No 2, Hell No 3, Hell No 4, and so on, you know daggone well to push that button to not answer that phone call. They don't even get them because there's really no reason for any of them to call back. We broke up. When I break up with somebody, we're done. I don't wish you ill will. I actually want you to be happy because at one point I actually loved you. But that doesn't necessarily mean I want to talk to you or to be friends with you. Now, do I have some exes that I'm friends with? I have some exes that I'm really cool with. But we're not like best friends or anything like that. We're cool. You know, the same way you would be cool with a coworker that works in the same building with you and you ride up in the elevator with them. You don't go to lunch with them. You don't have conversations longer than the elevator ride, which is about 2 minutes. You don't want to do that. That's okay. I see you when I see you, but I don't go looking for you. I'm just saying. And I realize what a bad idea it is to answer the phone call. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I learned a long time ago. A lot of times people will go, if you could go back in time, S. Anthony, and go talk to young S. Anthony, what would you tell young S. Anthony, middle-aged S. Anthony? Well, this is middle-aged S. Anthony, 2024. And if I could go back in time, if I could turn back time, if I could do that, you know what I would tell young S? I would say, young S. Anthony, my brother, do not pick up that phone. I would be like a ghost standing behind myself. And he would look back and go, hey, I don't look too bad for an old guy. And I would go, that's right. And then he would go, but why are you here? And I would go, do not answer that phone. And he would go, come on, man, you're just a joke. You're just joking. And he picks up the phone anyway. Oh, no. And it's an ex-girlfriend. Ooh. They broke up because she did some stuff she wasn't supposed to do. Ooh, she thought the grass was greener and found out it was poop-covered astroturf. Ooh, and she wanted to come back and wiggle her toes in the great grass she had before. The bad thing is, in those situations, well, let's just say she comes back because she wants to touch base. She wants to touch base. And your base hasn't been touched in months. And she was touching another base, but didn't realize that base wasn't as much fun to touch as the base she had before. And you are the base she has before. And she wants to come back. Ooh. part of you was going, no, no, no. I remember what you did. Now you're going to, just because you can't, you found out that the grass wasn't greener, you're going to try to come back and get me. I don't think so. Heck no. And then you got to remember that the person who used to do stuff with you, who used to touch your base and let you, and you touched her base and she touched your base, you touched each other's bases, oh yeah, you now know she knows how to push your buttons because she was the one pushing your buttons before, and she remembers because it hasn't been that long. It didn't take her that long to realize that the grass was not greener out there, and you had some green grass she should have never stopped wiggling her toes in. So she starts to push the buttons. And like I said, it hasn't been long since the last time she pushed your buttons. So she knows what buttons to push. And because your button hasn't been pushed in a little while, you want your button pushed by a person who really knows how to push your buttons. So you have the conversation. You talk. And the next thing you know, you're in your car, anticipating hours of button pushing. And you run up the steps, and she opens up the door. You don't even talk. You just begin tapping each other's keyboard, if you understand what I'm saying. You tap each other's keyboard over the course of that weekend so much. You ever have a keyboard, your computer, you have a computer so long that the letters aren't even on the keys anymore because you tap the keyboard so much? Well, let's just put it to you this way. In this particular occasion, neither one of you can tell what letters are on the keyboard because of all the button pushing you did. But just like anything else, sometimes you go back and you... That's my phone. Don't worry about it. I forgot to turn it off. You go back and you realize that all the good stuff is the stuff you remember. You remember just the good stuff. You don't remember all the bad stuff that happened. It's kind of hard to remember bad stuff when neither one of you is wearing anything and things are jiggling, right? You're walking around the house. You don't even bother putting anything back on because you know, why put it back on? Is this going to come back off? That's what you do all weekend. Right? And because you broke up, you begin to fill your schedule with work and other activities. So you're not around each other enough to do what is known as pushing the wrong buttons. The red flags are in storage, but they're still there. And at some point, you're going to be around long enough and you're going to push that button. It's going to be like a landmine. It's going to be like that game when you know, like those games back in the 80s where you try to, like maybe in Jenga now where you pull out the wrong block and everything falls apart. At some point, that's going to happen. But you're so busy enjoying the rekindling of something that should not have been rekindled that you don't notice it. And then you hear the door open. It's the storage closet where all the red flags were and are. And one red flag falls out and hits the floor. And you're like, oh no, there's that red flag again, right? But you just concentrate on the button pushing. You just want to push them buttons, get your buttons pushed, you start pushing. And because the red flag, you're trying to drown out the red flag, so you push those buttons, you keep pushing the crap out of each other's buttons. And eventually, another red flag falls out. And another red flag falls out. And another red flag falls out. And another red flag falls out. You don't even notice the red flags because you're so busy pushing each other's buttons, if you understand what I'm saying. And then eventually, all the red flags come out again. Right? You start getting annoyed a little bit too easily. She starts getting comfortable with you again, and all the other stuff starts happening all over again, right? She runs across a guy that makes a lot more money than you, right? And she's starting to think, that's great and everything, but I think I'm going to test this other guy's buttons while I still have his buttons to see whether or not I like the other guy's buttons better, right? And you start noticing things, right? You start noticing, I thought she stopped smoking. But then you realize it's not the bad part that she stopped smoking. You thought she stopped smoking. It's the fact that where did these cigarettes go? These cigarettes are from a motel. And the last time I checked, you don't need to go to a motel 5 miles outside of the city to get cigarettes. You get cigarettes at the front desk. No, you get cigarettes from the rooms. And you're probably going, well, how do you know? It doesn't really matter because, yes, did I go to those hotel rooms and take care of business? Yes. Not when I was cheating, but when I was, you know, doing to pushing buttons when I was single and free and clear. That's not, there's nothing wrong with that. I wasn't in a relationship. And if I go to those places and take care of business, that's not a big deal. But in this particular case, you and her are back in a relationship that she pursued. You're thinking, wait a minute, if she pursued the relationship, she must have realized, because you're stupid. And you confront her. What's this? Holding up the cigarette, holding up the matches. Oh, so you're going through my things again? And you're going, no, I'm not going through your things. Only thing I went through was the bathroom, and I saw these on the floor. Well, I think one of my girlfriends, none of your girlfriends, come on, man, stop. And then you realize, there's a second closet, and more red flags fall out. This time there's so many red flags, it actually falls on top of you and damn gone near knocks you unconscious. Sometimes you break up for a reason. And if I had the technology that I have now, I would have never been in that situation because I would have never picked up the phone. Sometimes, as a young man, you want to have your buttons pushing to push some buttons so much that you will put up with things that an older version of me, even a slightly older version of me, a version of me that when I'm my late 20s, early 30s, would have never put up with that. First of all, he would have noticed the things that were changes a lot faster. But daggone shit, because I've been in a situation similar like to that maybe 5 years after that, and I just shut it down. I said, nah. But I would just, nope, we're done. Get out. I don't go and call me again. Never want to see you again. And that was the end of that. And that's when the process came. Because I remembered, I don't know whether or not if somebody who I like pushing their buttons and they like pushing my buttons, if you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to even put myself in a situation where they can get on the phone and catch me at a weak moment. I don't really have weak moments when it comes to that kind of thing. I'm pretty stern, pretty rock solid. I can stay away from it. I have control over that, but I don't want to test it. Say for the sake of argument, you come from a family of people that have substance abuse problems. And you don't realize whether it's a societal component or whether it's a genetic component or whether it's something unique to that specific individual. If you see that from two or three or four or five people, that's my phone again. Don't worry about it. Five or six people in your family have that problem. Do you really want to test it? You can see what happened to them. You can see what happened in their lives. You can see how substance knocked them down. And the last thing you want to do is be in a situation what it happens to you, especially when you see examples of what substance abuse can do and those people have same genetics as you. So what do you do when I'm in that particular situation? I don't necessarily have a lot of people with substance abuse problems in my family per se, but I've seen it happen to people around me and I've seen what happened to them. And I was wise enough to never take an illegal substance. And I was wise enough to never let myself get drunk on alcohol. I was wise enough, even though I don't think it'd be a problem if I had a couple beers here and there, I don't even mess with that crap because I don't want to find out. And that's why with the technology we have now, I don't take old girlfriends' numbers out of my phone. Oh, no, I leave them suckers right in there. Once again, as I've said to many, many friends, and I know my friends are listening and they understand this, I have all my ex-girlfriends in my phone. Well, not all of them, but the last few of them in the phone under H. Because when their names come up, it's hell no one, hell no two, hell no three, hell no four, and so forth. So when I pick up that phone and I look at it and I see hell, a hell no number, I know daggone well I am not talking to that person. Hell no. And thus the name hell no. Technology is a fantastic thing. We can use it to do amazing things. I'm waiting for AI to get to the point. People are worrying about whether AI is going to take over the world. If it does, you know, we got ourselves to blame, but we'll just say for the sake of argument, in the near future, AI in the beginning before it takes over the planet and destroys all of us, that it gets to the point where they're using it now. They're at the point now where they're saying essentially that AI can detect diseases earlier than doctors in some cases. I mean, at some point, they're going to be able to do that. AI will be able to diagnose. And that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Right? I would like AI to be able to diagnose prospective romantic partners. I would like AI to be able to help us out with that crap. That would be unbelievable. I would love that. Imagine if there was an app on your phone before they put a chip in your brain. There was an app on your phone. And while you're having the initial conversation, the AI would have a little green light, a yellow light, and a red light. Green light means go for it, my friend. This potential significant other is kind of cool. Just dive head first in there, man. Get in there and take care of business. Just go for it. You got yourself a good one there, brother. Yellow light. Wait a second. I see some things that may be red flags. There may be some things you can deal with. Maybe, just maybe this person has some attributes that are a little annoying. Maybe they're a workaholic. Maybe they're a homebody. Maybe they're a little jealous, but something that you can tolerate. I don't know, but I would use caution with this person. I would use caution. And then, of course, the red lights, which would be the people that are going to wind up in the hell no stack in my phone. No need to mention the negative attributes. Just imagine the negative attributes in your that you've had with significant others in your life. Imagine a list of those things come popping up on your phone when you're talking to the person. And because the AI could tell automatically that this human being is not right for you. Whoop, 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 whoop. Do not date, do not date, do not date, do not date. Oh, yeah. So it's amazing what technology can do. You know, instead of beating up technology, all we have to really do is make sure that we use it the proper way. Like if you're on social media, if somebody's trolling you or saying awful things, do not engage, my friends. Completely ignore them. In many cases, all they want is attention. And if you give them attention, if you argue with them, that's exactly what they want. If somebody's wasting your time, do not engage, my friend. But if somebody's giving you good information, if somebody's entertaining you, if somebody's informing you, if somebody's just pleasant to interact with, that's what the technology is for. The world has been shrunk to the point where we can converse in real time with people all over the globe. And if we have the ability to do that, we have the ability to entertain all over the globe, to inform all over the globe, to be cool to people all over the globe. And more importantly than anything, use our technology to build a podcast audience full of cool people who have really good taste in podcasts. That's called sucking up to your audience. My friends, this podcast episode is over. My name is S. Anthony Thomas. To those of you who have come in from YouTube, you know me as Mr. S. Anthony Thomas. Either way is fine with me. Much love to you on YouTube for watching and all those videos. Much love to you for my podcast audience, my old podcast audience, my new podcast audience, people who come from my other podcast, this podcast. Much love to you all. This podcast is literally everywhere you can imagine a podcast being. Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio. But most of the people that listen to this podcast now listen to me on Spotify, iTunes, or as it turns out, YouTube Music, because both of my podcasts are on YouTube Music. So if you like this podcast and love the sound of my voice, and I hope that you love the sound of my voice, and I hope that you love the way I talk, and I hope you love both podcasts, please subscribe to the podcast that will be every week. This podcast is every week. The other podcast is every week. And I would appreciate it if you told anybody that you think would like this. Spread the word, my friend. If you see the posts about this podcast online, make sure you just send the link to other people so they can listen to it too. For those of you that have done it, thank you. For those of you who are going to do it, thank you. Much love to you all. My name is S. Anthony Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. S. Anthony Thomas, and I will see you cool people next week. Much love to you. Take care.